Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread and every spiritual blessing in the heavens. In Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us, and you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O Lord, is truth. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. And because I belong to you, we belong to you, Father Lord, ours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to 1,000 generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any other word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life, or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, love, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness, through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. As often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father, love, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, my God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance, to the full till it overflows. So, hallelujah, 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 for this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him, for today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity, reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, bless, restore, Lord, restore. Oh, my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful high priest, my Redeemer. You are my good shepherd, my friend, my blood brother, my bridegroom. You are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His hesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore. Being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to do to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us, who are to us this scattered bound family, households and ministries, who are to inherit salvation. They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father, love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Holy Spirit, my mother of grace and truth, you are in you. We breathe, we move, and we have our beings, and in you we will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are our lives and the length of our days. Father, love, you hold in your hands our breath of life and our ways. So I trust in you, Lord my God, and I entrust ourselves to you, the Lord who judges justly, our defender, our advocate, our doctor, our healer, our Jehovah Yireh, our El Shaddai, our recompense, the Lord is here. Our security, the Lord is here. He will not allow our feet to get caught in a trap. So I wash us, this Caribbean family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be, thus by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, the resurrection fire. Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed to be by the blood of Christ, I curse all the plan of the enemy, all its activities, strategies against us. Blessed are those who bless us, and a curse that is he that curse who curses us. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, strong men behind the plan of the enemy. All their all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated them in our lives, lands, and families, households, lands, and territories for such a time as this. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. As I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries, I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I. Each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes, in our streets, in our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord, I call on Holy Ghost resurrection, fire who dwells in us, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us, and who is the fire by night and by day that surrounds us. Come, rise up, O Lord, and consume all the plans, all the strategies of the enemy against us, and keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. No weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Anyone who attacks us falls before us, and anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn it. This is the Lord of the servants of the Lord, our vindication from him, says the Lord. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth. So when the Lord beats down before us the enemy that rise up against us, do they come out against us? But from but one direction, they flee before us in seven. The Lord affirms his blessing upon us, on our bonds, and on all our undertakings, blessing us in the land that the Lord our God has given us. We only seek the glory that comes from God alone. Thank you, Father, Lord, that by the blood by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent venom, cheap implants, bad vaccines, every hidden deeds of darkness. None of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, lands, and territories, shall be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. Let people serve us and nations bow down to us, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We be lords of the earth. Cursed be everyone that cursed us, and blessed be he that bless us. And the fear of us and the dread of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries have come upon all the animals on the earth, in the sky, and in the seas. We are enjoying our covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the fields are at peace with us. our days as days of heaven on this earth. For the Lord our God has given us rest on every side. Praise the Lord by the blood of the Lamb on our lentils, on our doorposts, round about our lands and territories. Father Lord, I thank you that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more a death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away, for Jesus Christ has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation, and he holds the keys of death and hell. Therefore, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. Though hail flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely, how blessed are we, a scatterbound family, household and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. Thus, in our means and our possessions, in our lands, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the hidden and we, his beloved. All of the hidden shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us, you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God, our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we, his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church. But these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his ecclesia, had been called to glory. The city of heaven means that the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord God of hosts. So until then, we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, individually and as a whole, continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ, our days being as days of heaven on this earth. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, our lives, our scatterbound family, households, and ministries, our lands and territories, our kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God has given us rest on every side, and with long life, the Lord our God satisfy us, showing us his salvation power, the catching up of us, his ecclesia, into glory to meet the Lord in the air, without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all
so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me. Father love, it is said. For if you are living according to the impulses of the flesh, you are going to die. But if you are living by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually putting to death the sinful deeds of the body. You will really live forever. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I put to death the misdeeds of the body, and I will live forever. For he believes in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that I love in the greater glory. I am the church called to glory. For I was crucified with the Lord. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him and was raised again to life with him, the Lord my God. Therefore, the steps of I, the righteous, are ordered by the Lord, and great are my peace and my undisturbed composure. That is what distinguished me, set me above the crowd. I let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Jesus Yeshua is Lord, and so am I in him, because he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And I, who am with him, am the called and chosen and faithful. As Jesus is, so also am I in this world. The Spirit himself testifies with my spirit that I am God's child. And if I am a child, then I am an heir of God and joint heir with Christ of everything that God is and love has, because indeed I suffer. I resist the devil, and all that you stand for with him, so that I may also be glorified with him. Christ, who is appointed heir of all things and through whom God made the universe. So I love you, Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine. For I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us, unto you, Father love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So lead on, good shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy, endures forever. God is not unjust that he would forget our good works and the love that we have shown him as we have helped his people and continue to help them. God is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so thank you, Father Love, that the Lord, it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as He has now done, the covenant He has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. Thank you, Father Love, that as it is said, you do not muzzle an ox while it is stretching out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries shall stand before kings and not before unknown men. The Lord, walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, bestowing wealth on us who love Him and making our treasuries full. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually finds its way into the hands of us, the righteous for whom it was laid up. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of the Lord Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed. Lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that He cannot do? The God of the impossible, Adonai, the God of all power, Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, the same yesterday and today and forever. He has done it. It is finished. Thank you, Father Love, that the Lord brought us His beloved, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold. And there is no feeble part in my body, there is none feeble in my land. Therefore, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. Thank you, Father Love, that by Jesus' stripes we were healed. We are healed. And by the blood of the Lamb, we are made whole. That the works of God be made visible, manifest in me. God, Holy Ghost, resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My daddy quickening my mortal body because of His Spirit, His everlasting fire who lives in me. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. So I thank you, Father Love, that for having restored my right leg and my right foot and every part of my body that needed restoration. And once again, I can run and dance and declare that Jesus did it again. And we, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries, will forever profess that this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were lost, taken, stolen from us, and a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's name's sake and for His gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Our days being as days of heaven on this earth, the Lord renewing our strength, our youth like that of an eagle's, our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Love, that you cleanse our blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father Love, that you bless our food and drink and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father Love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So under, behold, so here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory. My victory is in his blood. Precious blood of the Lamb. Of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdoms remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, we are resting in your goodness expressed through your faithfulness to your word and to us. You have exalted your word above all your names, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hand, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And through your willingness to do so, for God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him, we might be saved, and through your loving kindness toward us. For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there until it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, and that he knows you and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in this earth, on this earth, in which you are well pleased. So, Father Lord, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill this Cattlebound family today and for evermore. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord. To your glory, God our Father, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In the name of Jesus, the word spoken, faith released. We believe, we receive, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Therefore, Father, love, for the beauty of the your love, we thank thee. And by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. And you, my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ and by the everlasting fire, by day and by night, who surrounds you and who is in you. You are always well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven, for you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, my love.